DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Andy, we're getting a lot of calls from people saying, okay, they think that they have ghosts in their home. How much does it cost to bring you guys out?
Not a dime.
Zero.
Not a dime. We never charge for an investigation. People who pay for investigation would expect results, and you know, sometimes we just don't get any. Not very often, but sometimes you just don't get any evidence.
Right. And so, I think that's sort of like why there's credibility with these guys also, and that's why we've loved working with them. They're not making a mint off of this.
Not a penny.
No. I mean, you guys started as skeptics, but there's been so many different EVPs or different occurrences or different experiences for you with the paranormal that it's just
there's spurred something
you on to
out
do
there.
More.
There's no doubt in my mind there is something out there. I mean, not even a 0.1% chance that there's not something out there. I can't tell you what they are though. You know, ghost hunters. Yeah, that's good marketing. Whatever. I don't know if they're spirits, demons, ghosts. I don't know what they are, but these voices are not heard at the time. They are extremely real. I would not spend my time away from my family, sleepless nights just for nothing.
Something there. When did you believe? Like, when did you go from maybe this isn't real to, oh, no doubt in your mind?
Probably even before I began investigating. In the personal experiences that I've had, not only have the lights turned on and off, the radios turned on and off, but I've literally had... I had a coffee table that literally exploded in my family room. We have had, the scratches on the walls, the bed pushed in the middle of the night. I believed, really before I started investigating, I just wanted to find out. I wanted to play with other people's ghosts. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it on here. I've never done an investigation in my own home. I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I tell people is, you know, when they call in, there's a few questions that we ask. One of the main ones is, if I catch something, can you deal with it? Can you go to sleep at night in your house if we bring you, you know, a voice that says, you know, you bitch in your 16-month-old daughter's bedroom? You know, I don't think I could sleep with that. I think I know who it is in my house. I'm good just imagining who it is.
I think I just figured this out. You're really a real estate agent.
I am licensed, yes.
And what you're doing
active.
Is you're going around, you're telling these people their houses are haunted, so they put them on the market and you buy them for cheap.
I really think that'd be a great idea for somebody who like could try and make money in this real estate market to actually like advertise all they list as haunted houses. I think
probably.
That would actually be a pretty cool marketing idea. But.
All right, well, let's go through these because we asked you to bring in the freakiest of the freaky.
And that's so hard to pick. I mean, every one of them just freaks me out. You know, first one was from the White House. This one is very clear. We had, you're going to hear a broom. Actually, there was a broom laying on the floor that I tried on several different occasions. Please move the broom. Never happened. Went back again, asked it to move the broom. Sure enough, the broom moves, and then all of us are frozen silent, and you hear a voice say, "So who do you want?"
Did you hear that?
at the very end.
Hello. Yeah, at the very end.
That whisper at the very end. I like listening back one more time.
That was the broom.
That whisper. Who do you want? Damn.
It's creepy.
Tell you what I want, to get the hell out of here.
The next one that we've got actually came from a restaurant called the Seasons Bistro.
And this is in what part of town?
This is down in my hometown of McDonough.
Okay.
Horribly, the whole town is just haunted. And this one's a haunted woman's bathroom. Everyone who goes into this woman's bathroom goes in there with a partner because they are not going into this bathroom by themselves.
I've seen apparitions in our men's room. Usually it's after the one weird guy from sales goes in there. He's there for a long time. Orbs. Strange sounds. Sweet.
That might have been disgusting. You just losing oxygen.
Yeah.
holding your breath.
Have you ever gotten really, really dizzy and have a need for fresh air?
Ew.
Go on.
What is wrong with you?
All right. So in the bathroom, this was with Amanda in the bathroom. She was in there by herself. This voice just comes across and says, "Sassy."
She's half naked in the bathroom and someone says, "Sassy?"
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh?
What was that at the very end?
That
of
was
it?
Amanda talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she wasn't really using the bathroom. We were actually investigating the bathroom. So we're bathroom inspectors too. So next one was...
I would not remember last year when I was at the Beverly Hills Inn. I was supposed to leave there and come and take a shower there and then come to the radio station. I wouldn't go into the bathroom by myself. I didn't brush my teeth, didn't do my hair, didn't get in the shower after feeling all that night. I would not go into that bathroom.
So the squealing tires at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
That was me getting home.
That was not a ghost.
All right, the next one's real cool. This one is actually again down in McDonough. Some of the best ones that I've ever captured have been down in. The historic city of McDonough. It really is just an awesome little place. A restaurant called Red's French Restaurant. And I don't know what this means. I've asked him about it because he did the total renovation on this building. But this voice, there's a lot of talking, background noise in the background, but you'll hear a voice that says, "Remember the secret hole."
I kind of heard that.
Yeah, and there's somebody talking in the background, but it's, "Remember the secret hole."
That would have really freaked you out if it happened in the bathroom.
I think it's a secret hole.
And again, they could probably hear it in their cars better than we can.
Sure. And the only thing he could think of is there was a doorway that was just bricked up from, used to connect to the building right next door to it. But that was the only secret hole he could possibly think of.
Okay.
So, but it used to be a bank, so maybe there's some gold hidden in there. Quinn's probably going to have people trying to cut brick out of the building now. So next one, all-time favorite. No doubt about it. We've had more emails on this particular clip than any other EVP we've ever posted. This one makes me think maybe what we're dealing with are not ghosts, mm-hmm. because they say, "Oh gosh, they think we're ghosts."
Okay, this one is really favorite. Freaky. I hear the gosh part, like loud and clear. So you think in this case they don't know that they're ghosts?
Right. They may not be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always wonder if, like, they hear us.
Yeah.
And they're like, "What is going on in there?" Like, The Others, if you have not rented The Others, that's a great Halloween movie.
See it. It's a wonderful movie.
But that's the concept of The Others, is like, who's the ghost and who's real?
Yeah.
How do we know?
I don't want to think about it. Next one we played earlier in the week, but I have to put it on there. It is very, very clear. This was in downtown Roswell. Definitely says, without a doubt, "'cause I wanna."
Now, wait till you see, wait till you hear what happened. She's sitting there talking. Why are you in here?
Because
I want to.
Damn!
Oh,
damn!
Creepy.
That's creepy. No doubt about it. And it's following them down the street.
They're walking down the street when they picked it up.
That one's undeniable.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. This next one was actually captured in, if you'll see on the website, it's called the Insane Asylum. We didn't really have permission to be there, so I can't really say exactly where it is, but it was definitely an insane asylum. There was quite a bit that we actually captured out of this one, but this one definitely says, "Help, I need you."
That deep voice?
There's two different voices there. If you'll hear, there's two voices.
There's a
one
whisper.
Says help, and then the other one says, I need you.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time not cussing right now.
We're on delay, I think.
Okay.
Wow. You should be with Andy at an investigation.
Oh, yeah.
We heard a little bit of that the other day.
I definitely grew up military. There's no doubt about that. So that one would definitely creepy. Coming from an insane asylum, definitely that was just a disturbed soul that was in there that wanted to get some help. So.
Wow.
The next room also came from the White House. Again, this one, there's one particular room in this house that is the most active room in the house.
Is that the attic room I was in?
It sure is.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, we've always wondered, what is it with this room? And in this clip, it says, I hate this room. Now, there's a pause. It says, I hate this room.
Wow.
Wow.
That's clear as day, Melissa. Yeah.
Why do they got a whisper? I know you hate this room, but you're really trying to freak me out. Man.
Next one, I honestly, I don't remember where this one's caught.
We actually were trying to figure out kind of what we were doing. What we're going to do.
I didn't hear the chuckle, but I heard the mommy.
All right, it says mommy, and then it's like...
Wendy just threw a pin down.
Kind of like sounds like a Smurf at the end.
And there was no child there.
Oh, no, not at all. We don't let children on investigations.
We're trying to figure out kind of what we were doing.
Okay,
remember, we don't allow children on our investigations. Well, that's a problem, just so you know. You shouldn't be there either.
I think that one is actually captured at one of the townhomes that we did in Roswell. The next one shows that they really do watch and understand what you're doing at the time. And one of the detectors that we have is known as an EMF detector, and it's electromagnetic frequency detector. It just kind of picks up disturbances in the magnetic frequency of the Earth. And you'll hear this thing going off in the background, and it starts beeping. And this, whatever this is, comes across and says, get the toy. It sounds like it's referring to the EMF detector.
All right, more here. One more to totally freak you guys out.
One more. Again, this shows you that you are never alone. Walking down the street, they can be following you, listening to you, and even talking about you.
And this
so,
is one of the scariest ones.
Yeah, this one's just weird. again, Roswell, crazy haunted, love the city. Go check out the ghost tours. It is just a great, great little city there in historic Roswell. Walking down the street, headed towards Founders Cemetery, talking about a condo that had been burnt down 3 times, and this thing just responds right back to him.
There's one that has burned down like 3 times. Now I think back and... that's the reason.
Come on. Oh, it's like she leaned into the recorder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, just to make sure we heard her nice and clear.
Wow.
Good morning, Q100. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Bert Show.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
I'm just calling to find out what EVPs are.
EVP is known as electronic voice phenomenon, and the EVPs actually 99% of the times occur, and you don't even know it at the time that it's happened. We have very sensitive recording devices that will actually record whatever frequency or vibration that these voices are actually on. So we'll most of the time go through an investigation thinking absolutely nothing happened. Go home, no knocks on the walls, no doors opening, none of that kind of stuff. And then you go back and listen to all the audio. And the frustrating part is, we'll typically bring 6 to 10 recorders. If we're there for 4 hours, we have to go back and listen to 40 hours worth of the audio that we were just at. So it's very painstaking. But, with a trained ear, you can definitely catch these voices in the background. And so it's just some sort of phenomenon that occurs.
So think about all the time it's taken him the last week to put all this audio together.
Oh,
so
Andy has had no sleep.
I know. He's been a
it's
gamer.
Such a trooper.
I just want to know do you now, when you're listening back, do you do it in the daytime?
I do it any chance that I possibly can. I like to do it after. I mean, I've got kids. After the kids go to bed, and it's just totally silent.
When it's dark.
You're out of your mind.
That's what I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's how I
definitely
roll.
Need
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
There is nothing like a pop figure doing something and then everybody else follows suit, okay? Because we talk about here in America when there is a famous actress or athlete and they do something, a lot of people just, you know, kind of follow their routines
Kabbalah.
Or patterns or whatever. Yeah, but Kabbalah, the red string.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody got red string. People may still have their red string, but not quite sure why they did that, but because Madonna did it and made it popular.
That Jennifer Aniston haircut years ago.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yes.
Victoria
the Rachel.
Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's a side ponytail. Like, celebrities in Hollywood started wearing the side ponytail, and everybody's wearing side ponytails
now. Is
that
what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, in Japan, there was a pop figure who claimed to have lost, and of course, because it's in kilos, and I don't do the metric system.
kilos at least are better than stones. Like, in London, where they're like, I lost 3.5 stones.
Yeah. What is that?
She lost some kilos.
If you know the proper measurement for kilos, then at one point you were a drug dealer. A really big drug dealer.
Right. Or you live in Japan. And she claimed to have done this on the banana diet. And so in Japan, the banana diet became very popular, and now it's spread here to the United States. And I noticed that I looked over, and Wendy has her bananas over here eating and her lukewarm water. And that's what the banana diet is. Mm-hmm. When you first get up in the morning for breakfast, all you have is a banana or two, or it says however many you want, and then a glass of warm water, or lukewarm water, rather. And then you eat whatever you want the rest of the day, then you're going to lose weight.
And what's the theory here behind the banana?
That it raises your metabolism to eat the banana and the lukewarm water so that the rest of the day your food is burned faster.
Really?
So, yeah.
And you can't eat past 8. And you have to eat like your normal meals, and you can't have like any snacks in the middle. If you have a snack, it can be like a fruit. But yeah, no snacks.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Banana first thing in the morning, banana warm water.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you can't have snacks?
You're not supposed to have snacks on it. I think that's what I read.
And then you go straight from there to lunch?
To lunch, and then you can have whatever you want for dinner, but you have to eat it before 8 p.m. So
gotcha.
You can't eat anything else after 8.
The rest of it sounds like just...
And you have to go to bed before midnight.
Right.
Right.
And you have to go to bed before midnight.
That's right.
And you have to be a Sagittarius.
Right.
And your mom's maiden name has to be Kelly.
Oh, right. Man, I'm out.
These fad diets I'm always a little bit skeptical of, because for a while there it was like the cabbage diet. You remember? Mm-hmm. Women were farting all over the country, but they were losing weight.
Farting like old men, yes.
Well, do you remember that book, The Skinny Bitch?
Yes. Yep.
They have a similar theory, but their theory in the morning is just start with fruit and room temperature water. So they don't specify it as bananas, but that's one of the things in theirs, is to start with fruit as the first thing you put in your body.
Mm-hmm. Has
they
it worked
also
for you?
Say don't drink coffee, which means I threw out the book.
Right. Have you lost any kilos?
Well, I just started yesterday, so I don't know.
No kilos.
Well, I don't think there's any kilos.
If you Google it, and maybe Wendy should leave the room because it's all, because it's, you know, mind over matter or whatever, mm-hmm. psychosomatic stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you Google it, supposedly, this Japanese pop star made it up. And somebody took off and wrote the book about it.
Oh, really?
But the Japanese pop star, all they said is, I would start every morning with just having fruit for breakfast, usually a banana because it was the most convenient. So, and water. So then somebody took that. So people, apparently in Japan, if like one famous person shaves one eyebrow off, everybody between the ages of 16 and 30 shaves one eyebrow off.
Doesn't
like
sound too different than our
that's
country.
That's the United States, too.
So they said that. So there started to be this run on the bananas. And some guy who was a writer slash supermarket manager wrote a book and put all this other stuff in there that would make you lose weight. And people said they started following it. And this stuff is just from standard issue diet books. Like, don't snack.
Yeah.
If you do snack, have a piece of fruit.
Don't eat after 8 o'clock.
But
it's all standard diet stuff.
You get plenty of sleep, so that's why you go to bed before midnight, assuming that you get up at a normal time.
You can apparently eat any sort of, it doesn't have to be a banana. It's any sort of natural fruit in the morning.
That's what Jim was saying, yeah.
It can even be a glass of orange juice in the morning because that makes you feel awake and alert and not like you have to eat more. And then after that, you just, basically the book says eat healthy.
It's it just gives you like a really good snapshot into the mentality of how we're so diet conscious mm-hmm. that people are desperate to find something that they can lose weight with quickly. Even if it's a diet like this that only half makes sense, if somebody is losing weight on it, everybody wants to lose weight on it.
Well, it's not even that it half makes sense. It all makes sense because it's...
But it's been said for 200 years.
Yeah. But it's cut out the snack. Right, but all they do is they add a gimmick to it. Like, your first thing in the morning has to be a banana. Right.
Well, the reason they do that is because most people fail their diets. And so if this mm-hmm. is new, well, this will work.
Right.
Then it doesn't work. Oh, well, grapefruit diet. Okay, that'll work. You know, and it's just, yeah, like you said, just eat healthy and exercise and get plenty of sleep. But
weird.
But it takes time and people don't want the time to, you know, to lose the weight. The
Wendy was kilos. Saying, though, she went to, like, a supermarket yesterday and they were out of bananas.
There was yes. no bananas. I like that. I got, like, the Fine. Last little bundle of bananas. I was like... Like a sigh of relief.
All right,
well,
coming
if you're
up
out of bananas, apparently you can use fruit, apples, or my favorite, fruit roll-ups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what you need to do is the fruit roll-up diet.
Yeah. Any sort of fruit Jeff. In the morning will work. Applesauce.
The Burt Show.